Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so excited to be continuing the theme we started yesterday about five pillars of the American Republic. And we're doing this in remembrance of Independence Day, which is July the 4th, when America will be 246 years old. And how this generation needs to understand these powerful founding principles. Now, we were talking yesterday about the First Amendment and the historical context of the First Amendment, and how it has been so twisted and misapplied and misunderstood today. But the founders, the American founders, they were all about liberty. I mean, that's why we have in Washington, D.C., I'm sorry, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we have the Liberty Bell. We have in New York City the Statue of Liberty. In our Pledge of Allegiance, taken by all new citizens, it speaks of liberty and justice for all. In colonial America, leading up to the Revolution, there was a tree in Boston. They called it the Liberty Tree, and they would have meetings around that tree discussing how to respond to King George and his tyranny that he was exercising over their lives. And so liberty, freedom was very important. The First Amendment is all about freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, to peacefully assemble, and so on. However, the founders also knew that for there to be liberty without license, you see, unless people are constrained by moral values, liberty very quickly turns into license. It turns into anarchy and the selfish pursuits of one's own selfish desires. And so they knew if they were going to have liberty without license, without anarchy, the populace, the American populace, would have to be governed from within by virtuous values. And that is why they all of America's founders agreed that only Christianity provided the moral values and intellectual underpinnings for a stable and prosperous nation. Boy, John Adams, America's first vice president, second president, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, one of the most esteemed founding fathers. In 1798, he made this very powerful statement. He said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other, except a moral and a religious." And when the founders used the word religious or religion, they were talking about Christianity. Now, why did he say that? Because he knew that the Constitution had provided tremendous liberties and freedoms. And if those liberties and freedoms were not walked out and put into practice by a moral and religious people, then they would have a nation of anarchists. They would have a nation filled with people doing their own thing and stealing and killing and just pursuing their own selfish ends. So that is why John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other." You know, the founders, hey, they were flawed human beings, but they were people of integrity committed to a set of values based on the teachings of Jesus and the New Testament. Despite their shortcomings, they did a remarkable job of bringing forth a new kind of nation. In the words of Abraham Lincoln, a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all people are created equal. Now here, I'm going to begin talking to you now about the five pillars of the American Republic. Pillar number one, these were put in place by the founders. Pillar number one, belief in God as the creator and moral governor of the universe. America's founders considered belief in the God of the Bible as being essential to good citizenship. Unless the citizens would have a moral sense of obligation to their creator, they would tend to live selfish, unrestrained lives harmful to society. This was expressed by James Madison when he wrote, "Before any man can be considered as a member of civil society, he must be considered as a subject of the governor of the universe." America's founders feared atheism even more than false religions, because they felt that an atheist, there was no way to know what they were going to do next, because they are their own measure of all things. They are the creators of their own morality and their own ethics and their own moral code. So they can, you know, they can change their ethics. They can change their moral code to suit themselves. And so the America's founders, they feared atheism because of just what I'm saying to you. And James Madison, who was the chief architect of the United States Constitution and America's fourth president, he wrote, "The belief in a God, all-powerful, wise, and good, is so essential to the moral order of the world and to the happiness of man that arguments which enforce it cannot be drawn from too many sources, nor adapted with too much solicitude to the different characters and capacities impressed with it." And so James Madison emphasizing belief in a God, all-powerful, wise, and good, is absolutely necessary to the moral order of the world and to the happiness of man. You see, the founders function on the assumption of a divine creator to whom all creatures owe their love, their honor, and their respects. And this is made clear by the many proclamations of prayer, repentance, and thanksgiving issued by the Continental Congress and by founding presidents. For example, the First Continental Congress, I believe it was in September of 1774, was open with an extended time of Bible reading and prayer. And prayer continued to be a vital part of their daily proceedings. They began every day with prayer. During the Revolutionary War, no less than 15 separate calls for days of prayer, repentance, and thanksgiving were issued by the Continental Congress. After being sworn in as president, George Washington issued a proclamation designating November 26, 1789 as a day of prayer and thanksgiving. The proclamation assumes the obligations of all citizens to acknowledge God. They did not acknowledge atheism among the American population. America's founders did not. They did not recognize atheism. In this proclamation, George Washington assumed the obligation of all citizens to acknowledge God's existence and to show honor to him. His statement opened with the following statement. Listen to this. George Washington, our first president. He says, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will and to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God." Wow. No place, no recognition of atheism. He said, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge God and to honor him." Wow. The Declaration of Independence begins by acknowledging the Creator and recognizing that all human rights come from him. This is the basis on which John Dickinson, who was chairman for the Committee for the Declaration of Independence, declared in 1776, listen to this, he said, "Our liberties do not come from charters, for these are only declarations of pre-existing rights. Our liberties do not depend on parchment or seals, but come from the King of Kings and the Lord of all the earth." Wow. They said our rights pre-exist all human governments. Governments have no right to give and take away these rights. These come from Almighty God, or as John Dickens said, from the King of Kings and the Lord of all the earth. Wow, America's founders. We're talking about five pillars of the American Republic. The first pillar we're talking about, we're going to have to stop here, we'll pick it up tomorrow, was belief in God as the creator and moral governor of the universe, and how we need that restored. We need that pillar restored in American society today. We need that pillar in Canadian society, in Irish society, Ugandan society, Pakistani, wherever, South African, wherever you may be listening today. Oh God, we ask you to restore the fear of God, the recognition of God, the all of God to our nations, oh Lord, we pray. We ask it, may the name of Jesus Christ be revered and honored throughout the earth, we pray in Jesus' name. I'm reading this week, talking this week from a little book called Five Pillars of the American Republic. It is available on Amazon. The subtitle is The Founding Principles That Made America Great. This book is so important at this time. It will greatly bless you. You probably want to get one maybe for a pastor or a teacher or a friend. Five Pillars of the American Republic. There are other books there also I will be mentioning about America's birth out of Christian awakening. But we'll talk about those later in the week. In the meantime, this is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you.